will never, ever sign bad trade deals. America first.
What I object to very strongly is the illegal and unjustified imposition of tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum.
The U.S. president has voiced concern over the U.S.'s trade agreements in the past. He's concerned that the U.S. is importing more than it's exporting, leading to a U.S. trade deficit.
The American steel aluminum industry has been ravaged by aggressive foreign trade practices. It's really an assault on our country.
The U.S. has imposed tariffs of 25% on steel and 10% on aluminum from places like the EU, Canada, and Mexico. And they've also threatened tariffs on other goods as well. The tariffs saw world leaders trading barbs for days leading up to the recent G7 summit. But once they were all assembled, they seemed to be able to sweep all their differences under the rug.
Our relationship is very good. We are actually working on cutting tariffs and making it all very fair for both countries.
But then Trump dropped a bombshell, backing away from a statement that committed the group to finding a resolution to the trade dispute. So now we're looking at the threat of a trade war, where countries set tariffs against one another over and over again. Canada, for one, has already promised retaliatory tariffs.
I reiterated to President Trump that these tariffs threaten to harm industry and workers on both sides of our border.
And the EU is planning its own tariffs on American goods.
Also, wir lassen uns nicht eins ums andere mal da irgendwie über den Tisch ziehen, sondern wir handeln dann auch.
Nobody wins. In a trade war, there are only casualties.
While most countries want free trade with their partners, until a mutual de-escalation can be agreed, we better get used to more talk of tariffs and a potential trade war on the horizon.